This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey, let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's something we haven't talked about in a long time that will make everyone uncomfortable. Or it's going to make all women feel safe and very comfortable. Are you all right now?
I got something in my eye.
Yeah, was your finger? Stop doing
no,
that.
No, it was an eyelash.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. That's really weird. Just like 2 seconds ago, I had an eyelash on my piece of paper and then I picked it up and I was like, do I need to go to one of
you? Did you blow the eyelash into Eric's
eye? No, I just
eye?
Did this oh. over here. I did it behind my back.
Oh.
Pat kind of looked at me weird when I did it. I didn't tell him what I was doing.
You should have had him blow it off your finger.
Aren't you supposed to like, you put your fingers together?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Oh my God. We're going to talk about mantrums in a minute, but we just have to get this out. Like, if you find an eyelash, then you touch with somebody else. It's like a wishbone, and whoever gets it stays on their finger.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
you just blow it and make a wish.
No, and then that person goes, blows it and makes a wish. But, like, you got to give somebody else a chance at their wish.
No, well, because here's the thing. If you have an eyelash on your face, I'm going to say, hey, you have it, and then I'm going to give it to you, and that's your wish.
No,
it's your eyelash.
Like if you get it off me, then we touch fingers.
No.
And then whoever still has it,
I think we should get to mantras.
You guys, I don't like where this is going. This is ridiculous. I'm leaving. Yes.
It's not that unusual.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Have you seen me have a mantram ever?
I've seen you angry a few times and I don't like it.
You've barely seen me angry. Like, you've seen me on the cusp of it.
He's thrown a keyboard.
I've definitely shattered. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
For some reason recently where I just couldn't take it anymore and I shattered a keyboard. It was just like the alphabet exploding in the sky. I remember a mantrum when I was a kid. Like, my dad was working on a car and something didn't go right and he was having such a bad day. Like, he couldn't be consoled. And I remember my mom had stopped somewhere and got donuts.
Oh, nice.
And she brought him a donut. And he was so mad she handed it to him and he wouldn't even like he made it like his hands didn't work.
Oh my
like God. When you're in the throes of a mantrum, you're just like, she's like, I got you a donut. Like, Lou, take a break from the car or whatever. And she tried to hand him a donut. And I remember sitting there because I was in the car because I was the guy who had to pump the brakes because he was bleeding the brakes.
Mm.
So I'm in the car and she tries to hand him a donut and it's just like, he's paralyzed.
Did
from
she
the
get
neck
it
down.
In his mouth?
No, she just set it on like where his hand would be and I watched the donut go like, and just roll down the driveway. He wouldn't acknowledge she was alive and he made his hands not work. And it's like,
okay.
Like, I have modeled my mantrum behavior
yeah.
after that moment. It's such a like, it's such a move to just be like, no. I'm like, and how am I
That's
not going to acknowledge
you? You wasted a donut.
I know that I remember watching the donut go dun 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 dun, like whatever it was, like a Winchell's back in the day when that was the only place you could get donuts.
Yeah.
And I'm just like watching it, but it was like, his arms didn't work, you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Mantrums make me.
Yeah. You try the hand one.
It's just like when they try to hand you something, it's like, honey, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Here. Like, you want the remote and it's like you're fighting over the remote. It's like, never mind, here. And you're just like, nope. Like nothing works on me anymore. It's like, you have to spoon feed me.
So you've had them.
Oh, I've definitely done them. My arms don't work since then.
Gosh,
it was absolutely with the remote. I remember we were fighting and it was like, you choose me. He's like, nope. And it was like, fine, here. And I was like, it was my arms don't work.
Put the keys back in your keyboard.
Yep.
And you're like, hands don't work.
Oh. Like,
Come on, boss. Okay. I'm not going to be the only one who admits something.
Like, well,
I know you guys can't admit, but
I
like,
don't think I've seen like Dane or my dad.
I've seen one, but I don't remember what we fought over. We had just gotten in my car. I was driving, made it out of the neighborhood, and he was like, get me out of the car, and like got out and left and walked away. And I was like, peace.
She said, there's my gas pedal.
That, the get out of the car
like
is a full mantrum moment.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Hack is so in love with it.
It's so funny. Yeah. Yes, of course I've done it.
You've done the
game. I'll just walk.
Oh my gosh.
So dumb.
Hold on.
Remember one of my brothers. We were all at Stagecoach, like all us siblings. And I don't remember what happened, but my brother really wanted to go home and we were all getting into the car.
Okay.
And he got so angry at one of my sister's friends that he said, forget it. I'm walking. And it's like
walking
midnight.
From the middle of
Stagecoach to my grandparents' house.
Which is how many miles?
Like two.
Well,
I don't know if he ever, I think we circled back and picked him up, but he needed like 10 minutes.
A real mantrum, you got to let him have it. Don't go back.
Yeah. If you go back, his arms won't work.
He didn't know.
How do I open the door?
He didn't know where he was going. Guys, that's the problem.
And it's before.
I'd rather go the wrong way.
Right.
I meant to.
Yeah.
So emotional. Yeah. Gosh.
All right. I want to say, if you want to rat somebody out for the mantrum they've had, I think this is going to be all women calling going like.
I love it. Let's bring it on.
Yeah.
Just admit how big of a mantrum your dude had. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I threw a mantrum. I think
you're going to admit one.
Yeah.
I think part of the mantrum is the like something's bothering you for way too long and you've never spoken up about it ever until you let it. So my son used to have this lunchbox thing that had it was like the lid just snapped on, but there was no handle to it or anything. It was like it was more for food storage than a lunchbox.
Okay.
And so every day I would pick him up from school when he was little. And I would struggle with this thing because it like didn't fit right in the bag and I couldn't hold it and it didn't have the handle and I couldn't. It was so slick.
You're hitting so many nerves in me right now.
And
I know exactly.
Like this has been going on for months, just secretly, this battle that I'm having with this. My wife has no idea. And so one day I had just had enough trying to get it out of the bag when we got home and I finally took it out. And I slammed it into the sink and it exploded and the extra food that he had saved my poor son. Like just this little boy.
But he's seeing you do this?
He's seen me do it and my wife is in the kitchen and she's just like, hey.
Was it what? Glass?
Was it what?
Glass?
No, it was plastic. It was like
and
a plastic thing. So it just
like, that?
Like cracked.
Yeah,
it just
shattered,
cracked
yeah.
everywhere. And then you realize you're like, oh, I've never said anything to that this is bothered. So you're like, don't you think it should have a handle? She's like, dude, you need to chill.
Oh.
Yeah, that was, I had to take my.
The next move, bro.
A timeout.
Is to make your arms not work.
Okay.
Like, they just stand there like, ah!
You need to clean this stuff out
no,
of the sink.
His arms doesn't work.
Oh,
his arms
God.
Are just like, ah!
From the garbage disposal. Yeah, it's terrible.
This, I don't know if this is going to be funny or the most tragic, immature things we've ever done. But we want to hear about your mantrums. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're looking for you to talk about mantrums. Like when you just let a donut fall and roll down a hill because your arm stopped working.
But they didn't actually.
Well, dude, it's just men, sometimes we feel so powerless that we go powerless.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Antonio?
Yay.
Mantrum.
So this mantrum is about my husband. We were at a Colorado Rockies game and he really, really wanted a funnel cake.
Okay. Valid. They are good there.
Yeah, fire it up.
Yeah. So before the inning ends, he's like, oh, we have to get a funnel cake. And the game's getting good. So I was like, well, we'll wait. They have them all over the stadium. Calm down. Well, I probably go get him a funnel cake and I come back empty handed because they closed. Uh-huh. And there was only one stand in the stadium. And he was so upset. He threw the biggest mantrum.
Yep.
He wouldn't talk to me for the game. He wouldn't look at me. And I'm still paying for it to this day. Anytime we go anywhere and there's a funnel cake, I ask him if he wants one. He's all, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I stand by him.
I'm sorry, Antonio. You are in the wrong on this one.
Yeah, you can't get him after what, seventh inning?
I don't know why that would be. They're not alcohol.
Close down the fire. Fly.
Antonio,
what?
When somebody wrong, when you got a craving, like it's like it's like your husband going like, oh, I want Chick-fil-A. It's like, we'll get it on Sunday. No.
No.
We won't.
On Sunday, yeah.
So
I finally made him happy and I made him a homemade funnel cake at home.
Cute.
Not the same. But it's not as good.
Did you fry it up?
Yeah. No, it's not
fry it up. It's just like doing it at the baseball game. You take the batter, you pour it over, you make it.
I think it's even better. Yeah. Made with love.
Exactly.
Too little, too late.
You guys.
Thank you for the call, Antonio. Mike?
Yay.
Mantrum. What happened to you?
It wasn't me. It was my grandma's first husband. I guess he was a huge con man and was conning her along with multiple other women, like regarding married to multiple women with other girlfriends on the side.
Nice.
And it was such a big deal, and it became a massive news story that internationally, her and a bunch of other women got invited on some big talk show that was like nationally televised. And there's like one of those shows that was an audience, and the crowd members can ask questions.
Like Maury?
And one of the guys stands up trying to be funny. No, it was similar to Maury, but like something a long time before even Maury's time.
Okay.
Like, what was the name of the guy who was married to Donahue? Okay. Phil Donahue.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember him? And he'd always pull his glasses off and chew on that. Sorry. Keep going.
So one of the crowd members stands up and asks, so I got to ask, on a scale of one, like this guy was with all of you women, on a scale, he's got to be pretty good in bed, right? And my grandma's like, they're all kind of laughing. And my grandma stands up and screams, on a scale of 1 to 10, he was a 0. And later on, so like the whole show finishes. And I guess that night, the husband calls her because he was out somewhere else, one of his other wives. He's facing serious charges, and he actually calls my grandma just to scream at her for saying he was a 0 in bed. That's all he cared about.
Your grandma's a legend.
Yeah, there was a mantrum in there, but the moral of the story is your grandmother, definitely legendary.
Yeah.
There was an arm that wasn't working.
He threw a grantrum.
Oh,
Aaron. Can I read a quick text?
Yes, you may.
That's the reason I keep giggling over here.
Yeah.
Mantrum. Cried so hard, I farted.
Cried so hard. Yeah.
I farted because we couldn't get Texas Roadhouse after work one night. I had not heard the plans my wife had told me about.
Hack, did you text it?
You bring in the road. You bring in the Roadhouse.
So hard, I farted.
Cried.
And texted to tell us about it.
Okay. Tina?
Hi,
Yai. Mantrums. Who had a mantrum?
My husband.
Okay.
So we had parent-teacher conferences, and he got stuck in traffic and so was running late. And so when he got there late, he was like rushing and everything, and like he's upset because of the traffic. And so he went to sit down, and you know we sit in a little the children's chair.
Oh, I hate those damn chairs.
So he sat down so hard that the chair broke and he like fell out of the chair, and he got so mad that he got up and he like kicked the chair and he threw the chair across the room and just had this whole mantrum, and it was just so embarrassing.
In front of the teacher?
You had to be embarrassed.
In front of the teacher, in front of everyone. And it was like, it was just so crazy because like, you can see in the classroom, and so like other parents Everybody's like looking in there, and our kids.
Did
are
you
there.
Leave him?
Like,
but,
oh my God.
She called him her husband.
Okay, well, I don't know. It would give me the ick.
Dude, but you got you. Can you understand where it like dude. Traffic? It's just like things start building.
Your belt loop gets stuck on the door. And you're
yes.
like,
ah! Just one thing, and you're putting that negative energy out, and it just keeps coming. And then that like the last straw. That you already have to go way low.
No, I hate
it. It's like doing a squat. You're way down on the ground, and then
now
thing,
I didn't even know they could break. I was like under pretty good. Like it's not gonna break. No, here it's gonna break.
Some schools have like wooden ones. I think the metal ones
yeah,
may
but
be less prone.
On the chair.
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't even squat. He plopped.
Oh. Yeah, that'd do it. So then he's just...
The teacher's like, we were going to talk about emotional regulation here, yeah. son.
I think I know where it comes from. Oh, yeah.
Right.
He doesn't go
he
to the conferences anymore. Right? He's done with that?
No, that's it. I won't allow him to.
Yeah, no, that's smart. Probably smart. All right. Thank you for the call, Tina. Brian?
Yay.
Yay. Mantrum, it's weird. Are you ratting yourself out for one or somebody else?
Well, yeah, I am ratting myself out. I don't know if I should have even done this because it's my wife had just called in and ratted me out already, and I just wanted
your to wife the one who just called? Tina?
Yeah, exactly. Tina's my wife.
You're the hey, wig out at a parent-teacher conference guy?
You tell broke us, a children's yeah. chair.
Tell us about that fall.
Yeah. What happened?
It was outrageous. I don't even know. That's what made me snap. I don't know. It was like a busy, crazy day. The chair just exploded under me. And I don't know. That made me snap. And I don't know if it was just because of the chair, the weakness, the day. I don't know. It made me feel like I wasn't working out. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah,
like
that
I,
would send me into psychosis. Mm.
But, like, no part of your brain looked around and saw little crayon stick figures around and went, hold it together, man?
For me, everything went red and I went crazy.
Yeah. I can see it. You go, I got to reassert dominance.
Like, I'm
just mortified. Yeah. I'm saying it's biological. Something yeah. kicks in. And you're like,
okay.
Ultimate embarrassment.
Okay. And at what point did you regain control of your life? I mean, like, there's shards of chair everywhere. I imagine just shocked faces on teachers and parents alike. And you're just like...
Did you stay for the rest of the
great
conference?
Question.
Well, yeah, I did. But I wouldn't mean, to be honest, I got through the parent-teacher conference, but I wouldn't say I calmed down or came back to Earth until the ride home with Tina.
He survived. Okay. He didn't thrive.
Okay, bro. Yeah.
Just wait till you see the tiny toilets in the bathroom.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for news.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Show note. Does everyone understand what we're doing right now?
Yeah, I think so.
News stories, okay?
Yeah, sure.
News. Stories about news. And then if we don't like it, if somebody in the room doesn't like it, they have a nope that they can use on it. And I feel mm-hmm. like lately
Why
the nopes
are
have been
you
very...
mansplaining?
I don't know, because sometimes it feels... I just want to say that I think the females in the room use news or nope as an agenda to talk about the concerts they want to attend.
Yesterday, when I gave that story, you then said, great story, thank you so much. So I'm not really sure where this animosity
I don't know.
Is coming from.
I feel like... I have a lot of my friends who look up to me as a journalist, okay?
No, they don't.
And they've said to me...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is news. Lindsay Vonn, who is a... you heard about her getting airlifted out of the big race.
Gosh.
I heard...
So...
Okay, hold on. Is that how Tom Brokaw delivers it? He's like, Lindsay Vonn, hold on, my God, you heard about this, right?
It's my fault.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I will say this, Brokaw doesn't going. Have some idiot in the background going,
yeah, this is a multi-layer story. Yes. So Lindsay Vonn is a downhill skier.
She was going to compete, right?
In...
the Olympics.
Right, so she was set, and I think it's going to be her last Olympics.
And, like... record-breaking, like
she's
the oldest person to be, because she like retired and
yes,
then came,
and
back
and
is still like she's skiing like she's 20
something.
No, I'm just saying because Lindsay Vonn, Coloradans love her. She's like I don't.
Didn't she have some sort of
bad thing.
You guys, I can't type on. Can someone find out how old she is? My computer.
I think she's
40.
41.
So, yeah. So she was competing in the final race before it was the World Cup in Switzerland. She was competing. It's the final race before the Olympics.
But she's already on the team, right?
Sure. Yeah. Right. She went down. Had to be airlifted out of that race. Everyone was kind of freaking out online, but she posted something like, just keep your prayers up or something.
Okay.
I'm really nailing it on the news.
It's Tom Brokaw.
Now she says she will compete in the Olympics, even though she ruptured her ACL.
I did hear she had some sort of M or ACL.
To compete with the ruptured ACL in downhill skiing. But I think it's because this is her last. She's 41.
And I think that's a record. I don't think anybody, especially in the Olympics, the Olympics is kind of a young athlete thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, I mean, gymnastics, you're like 12. I know it's Winter Olympics. Relax.
Well, I think it's different too than like if you played soccer or something where there's a lot of like downhill skiing, you're going down.
So bro.
Going down, down, baby.
You know, so it's. baby.
Okay, I was going, we're going down, down, and sugar, we're going down, sing it.
But we should plan to watch Lindsey Vonn compete. By the way, the Olympics begin this Friday for the opening ceremonies. You guys did it. You let me get through an Olympic story.
It's because the downhill skiing is one of the events that I can get, because you know what it is? You go down, you go in between the things, and then your time. It's just, it's the subjective stuff that drives me nuts.
My computer is not letting me type anywhere.
I'm just saying, like, I hate ice dancing and figure skating because it's like.
Yeah, because I agree.
The German judge is like, oh, you're from America. I don't like you. I give you 2.1. It's like, no, that's not fair.
I just feel like, grow up.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I dare you to do an Olympic story the rest of the week.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Not too long ago, it was released that there's going to be a three-part documentary series for this episode, whatever, of Reality Check Inside America's Next Top Model.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for the love.
And there's also, so that one's on Netflix.
Is the
there's
crazy also chick an, still there?
There's, well, so yes, Tyra. Is that what you mean?
Tyra. Yeah. The show's over.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're bringing her back.
They interviewed her. So a lot of people are like, I don't believe what this documentary is saying, because how can you have her in?
Why would she agree?
Yeah. To do it when she was the problem.
So that you think you think it's not real? What do we think?
I think it's skewed. But we don't think it's going to get into the nitty gritty of
because
what
if
happened.
She's involved, no one can say.
You're going to hide some stuff.
She was bat guano crazy on this show.
But being in entertainment, there could be someone on the back end telling her to be that way. So maybe it's going to be more about exposing producers.
Because that has come out. I mean,
in the trailer, she blames the audience, like us, being like the crowd, the audience wanted more. So we gave them more. And it's like, I was 12 when this was out. I wasn't begging for you.
We were all rooting for you.
That's what Tyra says.
I get it.
But there's also E! Announced Dirty Rotten Scandals docuseries also about America's Next Top Model. So we are getting two documentaries about it.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Okay. I'm hyped.
Speaking of documentaries, didn't 50 Cent say he wants to do another documentary
on
about
Jay-Z?
On Jay-Z.
Yep.
I would be nervous. Yeah. But he would kill me.
We think Jay-Z's got that kind of power.
Yeah. Yeah,
like he's got enough money to like.
In fact, I would like to retract any statement I made about him.
Like, lovely.
Sorry. Good evening. Savannah Good evening. Guthrie is in the news.
Oh,
unfortunately,
God.
Yeah, you heard about her mother getting abducted.
Okay. You know what? That's not enough for that guy's statements would deliver.
Can we play nice?
Okay. Unfortunately, this is a very serious
this
story.
This is an extremely serious.
Her mother was missing, and now authorities are saying that it was an abduction, and Savannah has pulled out of the Olympics where she was supposed to host the coverage.
Okay.
And I think Savannah does the Thanksgiving Day parade, too. She's kind of there like...
Oh.
She's the face. It's the
Okay. And so what they know is that she's been missing for a couple days, and they believe that she was abducted from her
home
in Arizona.
When this first started, did we think it was like an Alzheimer's thing? Like she kind of like wandered away because she's of that age or something?
Yeah, she's 84, so it was her friends at church who like
contacted the family. What's up? Like, where hey, she didn't show up.
Yeah, but she hasn't had any previous anything like this. She seems like like her mind's all there and all this stuff. So that would have been out of the ordinary. Wow. So
do we think it's for a ransom? Like, why did they? Why would? It's what been, do you, like? I'm not trying to be weird, but what does anybody want with an 84-year-old woman other than?
And it's like, been like 52 hours now, though, which is typically.
Did you say there was blood at the house? Did you say that?
There's signs of forced entry, yeah.
And forced removal.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Okay.
It is really weird. And of all, I mean, I understand Savannah Guthrie is a celebrity.
Right.
But she's not the top celeb. Like,
she's not Beyonce.
Right. So I don't understand why her.
That's why I'm like, was it just random? Or was it?
Yeah. Nobody just goes and abducts a random 84-year-old, do they?
They might, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She lives in Tucson, so if you know anything about Tucson, help them out.
Somehow we have to get out of this. What do we do now?
Do we have time for another story?
This is not how the news sites like do this.
No! This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch, or your futon, or your kitchen table, or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Melissa Beneshai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa. I'm thrilled to be partnering with Blue Apron to bring you simple, delicious meals for tired parents with ingredients delivered right to your door, like a beautiful rainbow crunch salad with my miso vinaigrette. They're easy to make, they're loaded with fresh vegetables, and you don't need a subscription to order. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Love you. Bye.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's been a while since I got all divisive about the generation gap in this room.
Oh, bring it on.
No, but it's not even about this room because I don't know that anybody would want this, but Gen Z is apparently into long distance relationships.
Yeah, I could see that.
They're into it?
They want them. Like, instead of just going, I would accept it because there's just like the dating pool is harder and harder. Yeah. They actually want it for some reason. Has everybody in this room done one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Very shortly. Yeah.
It's the worst. Okay. So my repulsion by this is that because I'm codependent.
Wait, have you had one?
Yes.
How far distance?
Varying because like they were here and I was on the road.
Oh, okay.
Or I was here and they were on the road.
Interesting.
And it just.
Oh, I think that makes it harder. You got to have two fixed places.
But you.
Why? What difference does that make?
Whether or not you can easily visit each other.
But I mean, at a certain time, I'm in Oklahoma City and she's in Denver. Just bop on over. Just come on over. I'm like close. I'm not that. You know what I'm saying? Like I am so codependent.
I don't think preferring in, I don't know what the opposite.
Not long distance.
Yeah, exactly.
Short distance.
makes you codependent.
No, I'm just saying, if I'm in a relationship, why would I, like the idea, like I hate it when your man travels, Erica.
Hate it.
Right. And then you're on the phone with him at night and you're just like, I love you so much. And you're just like, let's just leave the phones and like we fall asleep that way, right? Or do you not do that?
I do tell him to go to bed.
But I mean, don't you, like, have you ever just left your FaceTime on while you're...
I don't think so. And I had two long distance relationships, but...
Really?
Yeah, you know, I think I thrived a little bit in them because they couldn't figure out how annoying I was. I'm so serious.
Oh my God.
Like,
they think
only...
you're a better person. Like, it takes them longer to figure out
quick
that you
suck.
Little
weekends together, you know?
That's probably, that's why Z, whoever you are, wants it.
I think you should try it.
I don't. I want to be immersed in a relationship. I either want no relationship. This is probably another thing that makes me undateable because I probably go fast.
You want to like jump into the chocolate fountain and be covered. I didn't mean that by any sort of weird euphemism. I just imagine, like when you say immersed, it's like
a strawberry fountain. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, okay, what? I don't know.
I've got a visual.
Sure, just a regular fountain. How about that? Can it just be a regular fountain? Yeah. Does it have to be
so
flavorful?
Yeah.
No, a regular fountain's good too. Yeah.
Could it be olive oil? What?
Oh,
what
other olive oil? Very visible. Very visible. I don't know, guys.
No, I'm saying I'm trying to picture the reasons, and you guys are younger than me. Mm-hmm. Can you see a reason to do it? Erica, with all due respect, I don't think it's good for you.
Well, yeah, they didn't end well.
But I mean, even if now, like those were the wrong guys for you.
They were just the wrong people. Yeah, one of the guys claimed. He lives here, actually, so...
Oh, maybe don't finish that sentence?
No, I'll keep going. He claimed, as we were breaking up, that it was too hard because he just wanted to be able to see me. And I bought it. I bought the, I like you too much, it doesn't work.
Oh, you think that was an excuse?
Yeah.
I would say that. No, if I was in a relationship and I started really having feelings, but I can't, like, roll over and smell your neck in the middle of the night... Or
he
like
had gone to a concert
you with
at
a knife
Red Rocks and, the night before, and he said, I just wished you had been there. Like,
right. So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I think it was a cop out.
Okay. I don't think I could do it. I just...
I did it once when my wife and I were first started dating, and she studied abroad for a semester. So I was already out of school, and I had my own apartment for the first time. And then she... Wow. Like... The ride to the airport, just knowing that it's going to be for like 5 months.
And you until... did not go visit.
Mm-mm. No,
that's
I couldn't.
Wild.
And she never came back even once.
No, not
so
once.
So it's 5 months, no contact. Like you calling.
Call, but then the time zone's all different. And it was definitely, I thrived a little bit, like Erica said, because when she got back and she was like, this is your apartment?
Oh, oh, because she thought you were like it was a good relationship till she saw how
yeah,
crappy you lived.
She's like, were you, did you want to clean it or?
You know, like, oh, boy.
Yeah. I was like, I guess. But
that's a long time. I don't think I could ever do that.
It was tough.
Then what are you talking
about? And knowing she's just Iowa boys back home and
right.
The Spaniards are over there flirting with her.
Oh,
like,
wow. Do you think she was? No, I don't want to ask that.
Well, it's too many years down the road for them.
I'll still ask her. I'm like, something.
Did she come back smelling like chocolate at all?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Look, I don't want to say that the people in this room are snooty, because I don't think we are. But
no, there's only one.
Come on, I'm really not. Am I?
Kind you are of. About some things.
You are particular about certain things. And you
yes.
particularly like when they're expensive.
No, I think, okay, this is, we want to talk about, like, it's not even luxury, but it is kind of luxury. Like, if you ever crossed a threshold on something and then you realize you can never go back.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. You get to a point where, like, once I bought high-end bath sheets, mm-hmm. not bath mm-hmm. towels, but the big, fluffy bath sheet, like... The idea of like getting a regular, like hard on your face, like, and it doesn't cover your whole body three times
I'm
over.
I'm worried about what kind of towels you were buying before. But
just a regular bath towel is big,
yeah.
But a bath sheet?
Yes. No, we've recently switched to the bath sheets. And
if you get the ones that are just like, no matter, there's like a baby's butt. It's like drying yourself
we might
with
have
babies.
Not gotten the baby butt version.
No, you'll never go back.
Costco.
You can, Costco, but there's two different kinds at Costco. There's the Charisma, and then there's the Grandeur Hotel or whatever. Get the Charisma one.
This
it's the soft one.
Perfect example, because I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the brand. So there's one brand that's like, after two washes, it feels like, and the other brand is just like baby's butt.
Okay.
Like I've used the other one, and then I had to just go find a baby to dry myself off with.
Yeah, it's, my kids still are a little shook.
They run.
That is the darkest thing, yeah, I've ever said. And the fact that you just came in on it and you're like, okay with it. But I can never, like, I was just at Target looking at towels because mm-hmm. some of them just like get, they start to get not as white, even though
yeah.
They,
yeah.
they use bleach. And I just walk along and I'm touching them like, nope, nope, nope. I'll never, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to
exactly
be left.
What we're looking for. Because okay. you still get it from Costco. It's not like that's
yes,
super
I'm not,
luxurious
I'm not going
or anything.
To Nordstrom.
Right.
Or flying to France and getting towel. I'm just saying, like, I've crossed the threshold with towels and I'll never be able to step back.
Yeah. And this happened to me.
Okay.
With living alone.
What do you mean?
I mean, I live with Dane now, but when I, like, for all of my 20s, had roommates.
Oh.
And gosh, mm-hmm. even when they were my friends, I was like, enough with the roommates.
Yes.
And at, I think, 29, I finally got my own place.
Just you.
Just me.
Oh, God.
In LA. So I had no other money to spend.
But you were alone.
It didn't matter. Oh. I could close the door and no one was there. And I knew from that moment on, the next time I live with someone, it will be a partner.
Period.
End of story.
No matter how broke you get.
Yes, I will.
Would you move back in with your parents before you'd move in with a roommate?
Probably.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
100%.
In fact, I did. I went roommate back to my parents sometime during COVID, then to my own place. Yeah.
That's a luxury.
It
not everyone can
luxury.
Afford it, but once you get there, you're like,
you can
I'll sacrifice
never go
food
back.
For a roommate.
I will stop going out and spending
everything.
Money. I will
yeah.
stay home 100%. Silently.
All right. I want to hear from, like, but let's get, if you want to admit, you don't have to be, this isn't snooty.
No.
It's just, I've crossed the line and now I have to fly first class, whatever it
okay,
is.
That one might be a little snooty.
On long flights, I'm going to tell you.
It might be snooty
okay.
though.
We want to hear what is a luxury you'll never shy away from again. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. Snooty.
I have had the absolute pleasure. I don't take it for granted.
I know what she's going to say. I think she takes it a little tiny bit for granted.
No. Concerts. G.A. who? Uh-uh. I can't.
I know.
I need a seat.
Once you've sat in
I
a label seat.
I need to be eye
seat.
Level with the artist.
Yep.
I've got to tell you, though, I've done a lot of concerts in label seats. I don't care. If it's my favorite artist, I will pay for the tickets.
You
I will
sat
go.
Nosebleed for Taylor, and you said it was good.
It was worth every penny and
there
every moment
of
being
artists,
nosebleed.
There are a few artists, yeah, where they can do that.
Yeah. But. I will still buy tickets, because I just, you can't rely on other people. You got to go.
No,
oh, yeah.
I know.
And don't get me wrong. There's still times where I do buy, but I've just
once
been
you
very
get
fortunate.
To that point.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing Chris Stapleton was one of the first in a label seat. So you're just like on the side. So mm-hmm. nobody's pushing you.
Yeah.
And you're right at the yeah. eye level with him. And you're like, you're not close, but you're not far.
Right.
And it's just, you can, like, 10 steps up to the bath. It's just,
it's amazing.
You'll never go back.
I go back.
Yeah. So that one doesn't hit you. That's
no,
strange.
I know.
But Erin is, she's just different. Well, you go to 300, like you go
yeah.
to.
Are you going to say snooty?
No, because I'm not rude like you guys are. I don't think I'm snooty. Even though, like, the idea of putting a $30 bottle of wine in my head makes me want to die.
Ding, ding, ding. Buddy.
Our boss, who makes more money than anybody, he's the GM of the building. He's like the grand poobah. Mm-hmm. The other day is sitting me down going, me and my son went to, and I'm going to give a business a plug, even though I'm going to talk crap about him. I've never eaten there. He's like, we went to Chubby Cattle. Don't know what it is. But he's like, it's hot pot and all you can eat sushi. And I begin to actively vomit into his mouth.
This is where you get snooty. Also, yeah. Don't all vomit into his mouth.
Sushi is like, it's like getting a discount on LASIK surgery. Like you don't, you like certain things you just pay full price for. I don't want, like, how are you getting
but
cheaper
it's
fish?
It's a luxury.
That's what we're talking about, is luxuries you can never go back to. And the idea of just like, just, oh, I don't know what this is. It's red and it's a fish and it's on top of rice. Just have it. And it's coming by on a conveyor belt. But I mean, he says it's great and they even have Wagyu there. So I might actually go. But it's like, I'm not crazy on that.
It all seems pretty gross, I think.
Okay. What's yours?
Mine is soap for sure. Once I, because for a long time.
You are that guy.
Especially as a dude, you just use a body wash, you use whatever soap you find laying around.
Not that guy.
Or in the shower, some, it's just the pink soap. You know, it's like hand soap.
You just use a body wash in a hotel.
Like, they don't even care about the men's locker rooms or whatever. I don't know why. But I've started using the soap from the soap shop up in Idaho Springs.
You drive to another city to buy soap.
Yeah, because they make it up there. And once you use it, your skin, it feels so soft. It's so nice. And
call him snooty.
I don't think it's snooty.
What are you talking about?
It's so much better. It's so
That's
much better.
Snooty.
I have a loaf in the mail right now.
Yeah.
See the mail. He's not always driving.
Supporting a small business is really snooty.
Oh my God, Erica. But he won't bathe. It's like the most.
Oh yeah, I won't. I
it's
can't
the
do
most king like thing to say.
I have a little soap saver thing that I bring. I can't do it without it. I can't go back.
It's not snooty. It's so wholesome.
It feels wrong. I'm all
so
dry.
So me ordering $100 bottle of wine is not the same as that.
No, you're not supporting a small business.
Yes, I am. There's some winery. There's some winery.
A family-owned winery.
But they're charging $100 a bottle.
How much is your soap?
I think it's like $7 a bar. I think it's kind of pricey.
And they last a while, though.
They last my wife a lot longer than they last me, which we got to dig into that. I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know what's going on with that.
No.
Call him. Call him something.
I know.
He's snooty or he's something.
No.
All right. I promise, no matter what luxury you call and confess you have to have, I will not judge you. Erica will probably say terrible things. So
I might.
Call at your own risk. What is a luxury that you will never go back to or from? From?
Yeah.
Sure. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, you going to be good?
Probably not.
Okay. Who wants to carry Erica out of the room?
No.
We're doing the luxury item. Mm-hmm. And now that you've had it, you'll never go back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just judging. But she won't judge you, Hack, which is weird.
Well, because I smell nice.
That's true. It helps.
Soap.
Snooty soap is just as bad as...
I don't think it's snooty. I think that really expensive concert tickets and really expensive wine get snooty. And I would say I'm even kind of snooty with my demand to live alone.
I don't think that's snooty.
Well, let's just get in here and we'll see if we have to remove you from the room. Kelly? Kelly?
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. What's the luxury item?
Oh, God. I cannot drive slow cars anymore. I have to have a high performance car because if it can't go to 0 to 60 in less than 4 seconds or more than, if it has to be less than 4 seconds.
Kelly,
be
so real with me.
What?
When do you ever need to do that?
All the time. All the time.
Snooty.
All the time.
And Kelly, I love you.
I am a real estate agent. Yes, I'm known as the agent with horsepower, and that because I'm a race car driver, which is part of the problem. But
that sounds like a hobby.
I can't do it.
No, I love it.
Dangerous.
I am with her 100%. Once you've you're on the mountain road, and you're like, God, I wish I could pass these people. And once you can, you never want to be the person who can't.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna blow past these guys like they're in reverse.
Yeah, I would stand by my thoughts.
Yeah, on the highway,
make friends with those guys. You're all heading up the same place.
So much fun.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Kelly. We love the agent with horsepower, Andrea.
Yay!
Luxury item you'll never stop getting.
Well, I will not share a large blanket with my husband in bed anymore. I have my own select ones, but we sleep different temperatures, different textures. He could have a sheet on him and be happy, and I need like, wait, I'm not fighting. Not There's steady. A dog between us. I'm not pulling the comforter back and forth.
Wait, do you do a weighted blanket?
I have my own comforter. I would. I could.
I do.
But I like.
I got to go back to it. It's so nice.
Yeah. This is like the Swedish way. You share a bed, but you have different covers.
Really?
Yeah, I want to do it.
No way. No. I just got to be out of the cover.
You can still get there if you need to get there.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying your wife would probably put a heavy weight on to like, yeah. He'll never be able to.
But what is this? You're picking out your blanket every night? You don't just have your blanket. You're like, tonight I'll do the weighted. Maybe I'll do the heated tomorrow.
Hers sounds a bit different than standard.
What do you say? You're like, I should go back to
it. Just say this. I don't know if you know this about me, but when I go to Costco, I'm like, if they have blankets out, I will buy it.
Yeah. Maybe we need to talk.
Because like you
this
walk
is
by
also
and you touch
snooty.
It. No, it's not. You touch it and you're like, oh, and you're like, it's like, oh my God, it's soft and it's weighted. So then like there's nights where you're just like, I'm gonna be restless. So you pull the weighted on, you're like, oh, I forget I have weighted blankets. They're in a drawer that I never go into. In a wing of the mansion that I'm not always
snooty.
Okay, you know what it is? If she wants to do it, it's not snooty. And then if you don't want
to
do it,
I don't have any care to do the soap thing at all, but I don't think it's snooty.
RJ?
Yay.
What's the luxury you have to have?
Fresh cigars, man. Thing is, I have a sense of taste, so I can't even taste it, but I just need to have that brand.
What brand?
It depends. I don't remember many of the names off the top of my head, but I need to have those luxury brands just to feel like my money's worth spending.
So you have to have you can't go get a Swisher Sweet. You got to get a real manly big cigar and get after it.
The worst part is I can't even taste the difference.
So you're just doing
it's
it
all
for the
a
look.
Mental game.
I'm on Erica's side on this one.
And by the way, I love people who are snooty. You gotta know.
No, I'm just saying. I will tell you this: with me and the wine, I'm not being snooty. My palate is wrecked.
That's snooty.
No, it's my palate is wrecked. Like if you gave me a cheap wine, I taste it and I'm like, because I went to Napa too many times.
Just admit that it's snooty.
It's not snooty.
Yeah, just admit it. And then it's fine.
I hate you so
much. I think even just having a palate is kind of snooty. I don't have one.
Okay. Yeah, but you wouldn't eat like you wouldn't slum it with a bad burger. You want Culver's or better.
Okay, but
I would.
He eats fast food.
That's like Ronda.
No, but like the 29-cent hamburger stand. You'd be like, ew, that's not Culver's. It's the same, just on a grander scale.
Okay.
It's like someday, what if you graduated all the way to.
Go over this.
If you graduated all the way to like.
No sense. Oh God,
he might share the blanket with
me.
Will?
Yay.
What are you. I guess we're turning it in. What are you snooty about?
I will no longer go to an Avalanche game unless I'm sitting club level.
Club level?
I missed entirely everything you said.
I will no longer go to an Avalanche game. Mm-hmm. It goes for any sporting event. Once you've hit club level where you can walk up to a real bar, not just I only have Coors Lights or a little bit of vodka. You walk up to a real bar, almost never a line.
Mm-hmm. What if someone gave you the ticket and said, will you come with me?
Maybe. But I mean, I'm big past fan, so I probably go.
I just still
I'm just gonna be watching the people in the club hall the whole time.
They have everything.
Yeah, there's something about, and once you go, there's one more level when you get into whatever the club Lexus is called, something different now.
Gosh,
then
yeah.
You just all you can eat, all you can drink. No, it's something else. They, it's named after
who has the money for that.
We actually have tickets here. The Avs tickets we have here are the sickest tickets you'll ever see.
All right, well,
you'll never get them. Trust me.
Perfect.
Because you think it's snooty.
Maybe.
Rhonda?
Yay.
What are you snooty about?
I am really snooty because I have to fly first class.
Even on a short flight?
Here's the thing. Sat behind the first class section on a flight, and you are uncomfortable the second you sit down when you realize that they are fitting three butts in the same space as two butts in first class.
I mean, yeah, but that's just life.
No, but like,
it's a little snooty. Don't you start, Slacker.
No, but if I could afford it,
if you can afford it,
you can afford it.
If you
most people can't,
I can't. That's why I don't go anywhere. Because like Same. Once I flew to Brazil first class, you can never go. It's hard to go back.
That's why I haven't upgraded at all. Because
you don't want to know the good life.
You don't. That's what I'm saying. If I had never gone to Napa, I would have never wrecked my palate, and I could drink, punch, and eat. It's a real thing.
No.
And then once I sat first class, then it's hard. You just like on a long flight, on a 10-hour flight.
I sat first class, and I sit in normal class all the time.
I don't want to rat you out, but you've flown PJs. So don't even start. Yeah. You are the snootiest of snooty people.
But I don't know. And now I can't buy anything else.
Oh my God. The hair flip. We need to wrap this up because she and I are going out and we're like,
her palate, Flacker.
Yeah, my palate changed. No, I just go back like normal people.
I love when he laughs this hard.
I am done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is going to be pretty out of character. And I'm trying to figure out if I've just been brainwashed by the world.
Yes.
Or if I genuinely feel this way.
Okay. Let's talk about it. This is a safe space.
Doesn't feel like it right now.
Shut up. I'm safe.
You are a wild card.
I'm safe today.
We felt the room get tense.
Come on.
When she was like, when she said her first sentence. Yeah. I'm going to misquote it.
What is
it's
it?
It's okay. I don't think I care very much about Valentine's Day. I love having a Valentine.
I love you so much right now.
Wow. That's the first time he's ever said that.
That's a big deal. Oh my God. I want it. Can I have Dane's number? I don't know why she won't give me his number. It's very strange.
For the record, I've never said I won't give it to you.
I've asked you 100 times. Have you ever given it to me?
He has yours.
Why won't he text me? Dane, text me right now.
That's the issue. She monitors.
No!
That's what it is. She does.
I hope he texts you right now.
Okay. I'm just going to hold my phone up.
He doesn't listen like 100% of the time. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I just think, I feel like there was a time when like Valentine's Day was so important. And then there became a time that it was like, Valentine's Day was stupid and you don't need to celebrate it.
When you're single and you shouldn't be, in air quotes, that's when you think it's stupid, I think.
I still did not find it stupid when I was single. I would just do Galentine's stuff.
When did you think it was important? When you were a kid and like you had to make a card for everybody?
Maybe. And I think that you always are like, I want a Valentine when you're single.
I don't.
Oh.
Like, this is why I love what you're saying, because I'm incredibly single at this moment.
He sure is.
But I'm in... Like, if somebody were to want to date, like, right now, and be like, how about we wait, like, a little bit?
Yeah.
Because it would be great, but I don't want that pressure.
But I think that, like, maybe I've been told that I'm kind of higher maintenance in my life.
What? Okay. Help me.
Okay, guys, you're supposed to be on my side right now.
Okay, no, we...
But I feel like because of that, am I brainwashed into, like, being the cool girl, like, well, no, I don't care. I don't care. I don't need anything.
But you really genuinely don't care.
I genuinely feel.
I, looking from an outsider looking into your relationship, I don't think you feel like you need Valentine's Day to prove your love to each other. You get that 24/7, 365. True. So Valentine's Day is just another day.
Yeah. She might have nailed it.
I don't think Dane is going to text me when I finish this sentence, but... He is severely whipped for you.
I don't know why you always say that.
He just is. You think I'm saying a bad thing, and I'm not. I think Tiak is severely whipped for AHAC.
Can we find a different term then?
No, it's just...
Whipped is outdated.
Smitten?
No.
Like, yes.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Just
God forbid they like us.
Whipped to me is though it's just like, I'd do anything for you. He would do, like, when we've been together as a group, he puts you on such a pedestal. It's unholy. And so, like, he sets that bar on a random Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, like, to try to raise that bar on one stupid day in February, what is he going to do that's going to be more smitten, whipped, whatever word than that?
But you do stuff, D-Hack, for A-Hack.
Yeah, but I struggle with it because of basically what you're saying. It's hard to, like, I think also you get after Christmas, you just bought a bunch of gifts, and now it seems pretty quick again to buy another gift. And especially when, I don't, like, she just kind of gets whatever she wants like all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's a girl who arranges her own flowers. So
she does.
Getting
yeah.
her flowers probably feels weird.
It does. And especially I go the route of more of the, like, the chain, the flowers.com, yes. yeah, whatever. Yeah. They never come right, looking right. And she's like, as someone who does it her own, they're not impressive to
you
her.
You got to just go to Trader Joe's and get her a bunch of flowers that she can arrange.
Oh my
That's
gosh,
what you
that's
gotta
such
do.
A good idea for
like
her.
Trader Joe's is the place to get your flowers, bro.
Like, get her a ton.
Yeah.
And then she can have so much fun.
But she already gets a ton.
Like, I know, her flowers are beautiful.
It's gonna have
right
to
now.
Be so much more to make it special. And it,
that's
especially
what I'm saying.
This far this two kids, we've been married 10 years, like, yeah, it just, I don't know. Am I with you? Am I the cool?
Yeah,
too
like
cool
are we
for
just,
school?
Are you gonna at least take her out?
We are gonna go out, which it, again,
that's kind of become the norm, which yeah. so this year I told my boyfriend, I was like, we do not have to go to dinner, kind of don't want to. Can we go to a paint your own pottery place? That's all
I
want to do.
That's fun. What?
Yeah.
Mm. We're going like out.
Yeah, we've done that before.
But
yeah. I painted what? A snake. I still have it.
You painted a what?
A snake.
Okay, for real. Okay. That's there's
so
10 things going on here right
is
now.
Is the standard now not really doing much? We're going to go out to the wine bar we love in Inglewood. And they're having like a Valentine's meal. And we're doing that to support our friend's business and to go spend a night together.
But you would just do that on a random Tuesday anyway.
Yeah, but it's like a prefix
a
menu.
Okay.
So. Oh, I hate that.
Well, but they have
Where's
the
chicken fingers? Jesus, okay. You are five.
You know
okay.
what? You're yeah. the problem.
AHAC is your
kid's menu.
She is a saint. Okay.
But like, yeah, we're not doing gifts. We're not.
Yeah.
All right. Are
oh
you
my God,
actually?
I am falling so hard for you right now.
Would
it's unbelievable.
Would you consider me hoping I get flowers to be a gift?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't. Do you really mean it? That's. You,
I do not
your
want,
kind betrays us all the time.
I do not want any item, but I
not
would
a
accept,
necklace, not
would,
a.
No. He got me a necklace for Christmas, actually. I'm wearing it right now.
Okay.
It's me, his, and Swanson's
initials.
Birthstones.
Oh, for the love.
Okay. Okay, but I would
pull your car over
no,
before you vomit.
Flowers, I would
I think whipped
flowers.
Was the right word.
No!
I think
we're,
we nailed that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's the only thing better than getting all of your favorite groceries from Kroger delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes? That would be getting in-store prices on those groceries from the comfort of your couch or your futon. Or your kitchen table. Or your daughter's beanbag that's unexpectedly comfortable. You can enjoy in-store prices on all of your faves at select Kroger locations and get delivery to your door in as fast as 30 minutes through Instacart. For a limited time, fees and in-store offer exclusions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is. It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
The Slacker Show.
I feel therapy words. Mm-hmm. We just had a brief interaction off air where Tiak made a very vulnerable admission, and then Erica was like, "What?"
Actually, I waited until Aaron made the same vulnerable admission,
and then you were like, "What?"
I went, "Huh?"
I don't think Tiak and Aaron are wrong.
I think I sound like
you. Kind of do. Everyone, do Erica.
What?
I don't think I sound like that. All right.
Whoa. What was the breathy thing?
I don't know. I'm sorry. It had to be different than my normal speaking voice.
I know, but you did like Moira.
I'm sorry. Very like,
rip. I don't rip. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tiak, make your admission.
My admission is that I have a note in my phone with all the stuff about my wife. I have restaurant orders for her.
Ooh.
I have certain flowers she likes. I have like her ring size is in there.
Yes.
Just things like over the years that I have gathered that I've needed to know.
And then if she's making bread one night or making pasta or doing something, she's like, "Oh, the stupid batter on the KitchenAid doesn't work anymore. It's like gotta." You're like,
yeah, exactly.
Get her
absolutely.
That.
Yeah,
I have a separate gift note.
Just
well.
Keep, yeah,
yeah.
A separate, it's got to be in one place.
Mm-hmm. No, gifts are all in one, because then it's everyone in the one gift
You guys
note.
Are crazy.
And then,
sorry, what,
sorry, what
about?
I meant is, wah!
I don't think I found why? Don't you think, I have this whole new outlook on the Notes app. Because I just realized, I don't know if I said this on the air, but like sometimes we all go to Ocean Prime, right? Together.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's been a while, but thanks for the invite.
No, well.
You were invited.
Yes, we can go tonight. We can go right now. We can stop this thing.
Not really doing the whole wine thing on weekdays.
But like we walked in the last time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like your second or third time.
Second.
I've only been twice. And they go, Utah, Savvy B.
Yeah.
And it was like, what in the world?
Wow.
How did they remember she was coming from Utah and saw VB?
Yeah.
Notes app.
For sure.
Is like, that it? Have they admitted?
My buddy Chad is like, he goes to like Cap Grill, Del Frisco's. He's like a steakhouse guy. And he finally caught him keeping notes on him. Chad's brought in his friend Michael / Slacker. Chad brings in whatever. And so Chad does the same thing back to them. Valet guy's named Matthew. Wait. Like this bartender's named Lloyd. Over here, we know Lisa and Shelby.
Yeah. I was going to say, they might be different because they do just know us.
I can't, they couldn't remember Erica Utah Savvy B one time.
Lisa is an actual
chemist.
Yes. Like she's
okay,
smart.
She's the one.
She meets a bazillion people, and that was Shelby screaming at the top of her lungs.
It was crazy. I had hardly walked into the room.
But didn't it make you feel amazing?
Yes.
But notes app.
Dane keeps a note of every, if we go to a restaurant and we have a great interaction, he keeps their name down.
He's
because we're
genius.
Probably going to go back. So I just texted him and said, "Do you have a note with information about me on your phone?" He's typing.
Of course he does.
For this. Like I just
that
can't.
That surprises me. I figured you would have a note.
It's all in my brain.
No, it. Oh my God.
It might actually be true. Yeah.
She's such a freak about things like that.
I miss things sometimes because of it.
I know, but if I go, what was that woman we had in OPP 6 months ago? She's like, "Oh, Tanya, who had the thing with her husband." You're like, what?
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. But you don't.
He's still typing.
Because you know what it is?
You ask him questions
like an accusation.
No, he doesn't know.
He's like, he does.
And
he clearly does.
He's like,
well, not really.
He's looking through the notes. I have nothing for this.
I would be afraid to tell you that I had your dress size. Because you're like, what? But it's like, I would want to have your right dress size.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't like buy me clothes. He probably has my ring size somewhere.
Yeah, you got to have
right?
that. I've got a couple ring sizes. Pointer finger.
Oh, because if you're buying
pointer finger.
Because if he's different.
Yeah.
Adorning her hands.
What else do you have in there?
Her job title has changed over the years, so I have like a running tight list
of
that.
You have that?
Wait, yeah.
You're wild.
Well, I want to make sure, because I want to make sure I get it right. I don't necessarily
hold on. Hold on. Like, I'm just trying to figure out. So when you're talking to our boss, you'd be like, oh, my wife is now, hold on. She's now HR communicating director.
I mean, most of the stuff, to be fair, I know it, especially now it's been in the notes for so long. But just to have a backup of it. Or I have like, let's see. Angie likes peonies. She also likes irises, which she used to grow. Like, she's mentioned that in passing, that she used to grow them.
And you have she used to grow.
Yeah, written. Because I don't know that I would remember that detail.
For the record, I find this charming as hell.
Then why the what?
Because my brain doesn't work like this. Like, what kind of info are you holding on to?
I have.
She's got
so much.
That's all on your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Was that from when you started dating and you had to make sure that you were correct?
It started.
It's because she wanted to make sure she was talking to the right guy and not the other date.
And now it's like, I have his allergies.
That's smart.
I have all of his info, his contact info, plane info, like the numbers or whatever.
I do.
You have his...
Because we booked flights together.
Partners for life. And I'm like...
No, you have to have it because what if you want to surprise him for a trip or something? Like I have, if I've dated somebody, I know their United number, their Southwest number.
I have texts that he's sent that I saved. I just want to keep them there so I don't have to search for him anywhere else.
That's sweet.
Wait, what?
I have things he wants to do.
In life?
Like dates, like see fireworks in an airplane. That's not a date, but like it's nice to
okay, I might be flipping over like you're making me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because Hack was charming.
Mine's charming too.
Yours is like a manifesto and a kill list.
Mine stopped responding.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This might be a real Mars Venus situation here.
I'm in for it.
Or it might not. I don't know. So I got my hair cut recently.
I just want to say, we've done all this show and I haven't mentioned it, like, and I haven't even mentioned it behind the scenes, but when you came in today, I looked at Erica and said, did he get a haircut?
It was like immediate.
Okay.
So I did notice.
But?
I didn't say anything to you.
Erica caught me in the hallway.
Yeah.
From behind. Wow. I knew from behind.
Uh-huh. Normally she's checking out, you know, but this time she noticed my hair.
It was actually, it was so odd. Because I was like, maybe that's just what the back of his head always looks like. But I had to ask.
Yeah, she did. So Erica technically was first.
You're getting shorter and shorter, bro. I think you're going back to...
His hair. I was like, his height?
You're shrinking, man.
No, I mean, that happens to us, all of us.
Yeah.
Like his hair, like I saw a picture of him. Like I think your profile picture on something. Or
it's
maybe
long,
it's your profile.
Long.
Like, when you were like full on Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Just a little much.
Too long. A little too long.
I don't think that was too long.
It was just a lot to maintain.
When you had the messy bun.
I did love the messy bun.
It's such a pain in the butt, though.
The messy bun is not a pain in the butt.
It can
having
be.
To do it.
No. Yeah, and it was a lot harder to do than I realized, because I've never done a bun in my life, and then I could never quite get the right twist and everything.
I know you have something to say to the group, and I want to let you finish, but I remember when I asked you to do just pull the top of your hair up into a ponytail and leave the rest so it's already long. What's the guy from Lord of the Rings?
Oh, Vigo. Are you talking about Orlando?
No, Vigo.
Orlando Bloom.
No, but Vigo does it too.
Who is Vigo?
Vigo Mortensen.
Oh my gosh, he's like the main guy. What's
the main
his name?
Guy? What's his name?
I don't do.
Aragorn. Aragorn.
You two are on a planet and T-Hack and I are in space.
Aragorn.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah, him when he does the
and it's
look
like a little
it's a ponytail here that goes into your regular hair, so you're just pulling the top of your hair back.
Aragorn,
I wear my hair
spider?
Like that half the time.
It's cool on a dude. It's like a dude look. I used to do it when I was in the band, and I like, but it doesn't work when you have curly hair because it's like you're pulling it back and then it's like like an explosion.
I just have to clarify: Aragorn, the man from Lord of the Rings, Aragog. Spider from Harry Potter.
My God.
That's what it is. Mm. That's where we got confused.
I don't
Anyways.
Think you did have to clarify that.
I did.
Okay.
But so I struggle with going to get my hair cut because I'm trying to reshift my mind frame or whatever about it. But I feel like I am inconveniencing my wife. Like, it's a pain. It's more of a chore or like an errand to run. I don't feel like it's.
Does she have to drive?
Time
you?
For me? No,
what are you talking about?
She's gonna take the kids on solo. Oh,
yeah, like I'm not there.
Well,
to
you've
help.
Made it seem like she has to come and walk in and go. Okay, here's what he wants. Like he's five.
Oh my gosh, no! I know exactly what you're talking about, actually.
But I feel like women are better at this. You're better at doing like I'm going to take the time and I'm gonna enjoy it because I deserve it. Or it needs to be done, so I might as well enjoy it. Instead of I'm like, I gotta go.
You feel guilty the whole time you're doing it?
Yeah, I
really?
Do. Yeah. Am I alone on this?
Weird.
Maybe so. How long does it take?
Like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
It doesn't take very long. It
my
just...
hair takes like 3 hours.
What?
That's crazy.
And that's what it...
Cut. Don't you. Because I color it.
You haven't
it.
Done it in a while,
oh,
right?
Mm.
What are you talking about?
She like just did it last week. 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. No, obviously. It looks great.
I'll fight you.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're better at knowing like if you know I have 3 hours. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna relax. And
you can't enjoy or, 3 hours.
I don't know.
Oh, it's not too bad. I scroll on TikTok. I chat with my lady. I bring coffee. Like it's not.
Oh yeah. We like. I love my hairdresser. We chat. We gossip.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
However, I don't have kids yet, and I can imagine those 3 hours are going to be excruciating once I do. Because
you're like, what
okay?
all am I
or
not
are you
going
to double down and say, like, this is my time? I know the baby's safe with Dane. I'm good
I know
to go.
Myself. Oh, I'm yeah. not sure I will.
Because do you think about Swanson while you're getting your hair done?
Always.
Do you
I thought
really?
About Swanson during this show and I texted Dane and said, can you just, is everything good?
What?
I don't know.
Oh boy.
But I have more of this issue where it feels like a chore when I'm getting my nails done, which is funny because we recently talked, like, I am a nail girl. I love getting them done. But if I got to sit there more than an hour, I get real antsy.
Because
really?
Because I got to get home. I have stuff to do and I can't even scroll or anything. Both my hands are being used. I can't catch up on emails. I can't text. I can't respond to correspondence because my hands are being used.
That makes sense. Okay.
Can't they just do one hand at a time and then you just one hand?
Kind of, but it's kind of rude.
No, it's not.
Because then they're like,
other hand.
Next hand, please. And
then
I'm like,
switch.
Hold on. And sometimes they're wet, so you can't.
I see okay. that. I can see
all
that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the same page a little bit. So today I got there for my hair appointment, and I walked in, and about my worst nightmare happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I get to the desk. And
hold on.
We don't have a list for
him.
Need
to start a new tab.
No, yeah.
She says, your stylist isn't here yet.
Oh,
she's running behind, like not only not
no,
running
no.
behind, they're not here yet. And I could see it's like slow motion. She's like, so if you want, and I think she's going to go, so if you want, I can just cut your hair now, like, which is like, no. I have my lady who I like. I want her to do it. But instead she says, if you want, you can like run and go get a coffee or something because it's going to be a little bit. And
so
this,
now it's going to be even longer.
Yeah. And now, I mean, I don't drink coffee, but no matter what it is, I'm like, I'm not leaving.
Right. I got to get in the chair.
Would
the
anyone
moment.
Else leave?
Yes.
You would? And just,
yes.
Oh, cool.
Because
great.
I am capable of enjoying that time.
Okay.
It depends on what's around, but yeah.
Or where I got to be. Sometimes I go to these appointments before work. If they go, hey, we're 30 minutes. I don't know if I could stay.
Yeah.
So you would just leave?
I'd be like, this is inconvenient
to
me and I got to get to my work within I scheduled this to be out of the house for as little time as possible.
Okay, yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm already feeling bad about it. I'm trying to just knock this out. And it's like, oh, just go get a coffee, hang out, enjoy yourself, put your feet up.
You're just like, every one of those words is stress inducing.
Wait, yeah. What did you tell them?
I was like, oh, I'll just wait. And thankfully she was only a few minutes late and was very apologetic and stuff, which I told her, I'm like, I'm sure people make you wait all the time.
Right.
And she's like, I know, but I don't
but
like
not hack. He would never make her wait.
I was like, I cannot leave. I feel like also then you're going to walk back and somebody else might be in the chair because they're there. And now you're like, oh, excuse me, my appointment. No one else? Just
can
me?
Can you walk me through why
I'm
everything?
I'm with you. Yeah. Okay. It might be an anxious person thing.
Okay. All right.
I need to understand the slow motion part of this whole thing. Okay. Why was that happening?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I think only one person in the room can fully relate to this, but that doesn't mean that we all can't have opinions. That was a double negative. Does that make sense?
Aaron, we can always have opinions. There's four people in this.
But you think there's something happening to you that we're not really going to relate to?
No. Oh. That's not what I said.
Oh, well, I mean, she said only one person in the room could relate to it.
Yeah, I didn't say that it was me.
Oh. Oh. So are you the one person who could relate to it?
I didn't say it was me.
Okay.
So no.
Correct.
No. All right, let's get a look at the drive home.
So what? I saw a video on TikTok of this cleaner in Canada who quit their job on the spot because they had the household, the whatever, set out
ducks
and a handwritten note saying, to our cleaner, we hid 100 mini ducks around the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
We do this to ensure a job well done. Please leave all ducks in this jar.
So they put out a test?
Yeah.
A trap, if you will?
Kind of.
Don't say you're on the side of the ducks.
And he's the one person I'm talking about because he has cleaners.
It's so hard being so poor. We can't cleaners.
Listen, I have a cleaning person who comes once every few weeks.
Sure.
Okay. It's only to do some of the things that it's just like when you live in a castle.
Right.
There's times where
the alligator needs to be fed.
Correct. And so, like, sweeping up caviar is so much harder than you think. It's just like sometimes there's just all this caviar and like filet mignon scraps and what's not.
Even McDonald's was doing caviar.
No way.
Shut up.
Have to get to that.
Not some other time. True story. What? You're making that up.
No, were.
Is it like the McRib? It's just like they press something
like
else
a caviar
into
chicken
an egg
nugget
shape?
Meal because people like to eat caviar on like McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I think it's.
There is no way that's true.
I don't know if it's permanent. It is true. I don't know if it's permanent or just a
special.
So you're taking something worth everything. By the way, caviar, I think, is horrifying. It's
gross.
Terrible.
I don't know.
I've never.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Although I do like little fish eggs on sushi, the roe, the little red eggs. Like,
yeah,
but it's still a fish egg. No, you're right. 100%. Anyway,
your cleaner.
Back to this cleaner thing. Hack has brought this up recently. There's the D-bag tipping thing where it's like, here's $10 and I'm going to take a dollar off every time you screw up, server, whatever. This is just, in my humble opinion, sort of a way to go like, hey, like there are nooks and crannies in my house. See if you can get to all the nooks and crannies. Like you say you're doing a deep, thorough clean. If I put a ducky in like a fairly obvious place, you should see that. It's not like they hit them in the heat registers.
You don't know that.
I don't think they did do that because the maids, cleaners, whatever you want to call them, found 70 some of them from the story that I read. And then they gave
computer,
it up.
I haven't seen it.
She's been having issues.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying I saw this story and it was like they found 70 or so and they're like, screw this. And it's like, I don't know. I would love that.
I would hate that because you're paying me to do a job. You need to trust me to do my job.
And also, if there are specific places you need me to, like, help me. Focus I don't know on. Your house. Help me.
I am helping you. Find the ducks.
No. Like, show me.
Find the ducks.
So, what's the word I'm looking for? Degrading.
I don't know that it is because it's fun. You're finding ducks.
Mm-hmm. If someone came to you, say our boss came to you and said, okay, I have 10 words I'm thinking of and I really hope you say them today. And you just got to hit the 10 words.
And some of the places
they don't tell us how to do our jobs.
Some of the places these ducks were hidden should not matter. In a plant pot?
Yeah, what are they supposed to do about that?
Maybe they're supposed to water the plants?
That's not what a cleaner does. That's what
I don't know if that's what
the... Yeah, I don't know what the...
One was in a plant pot and they weren't supposed to water the plants, sure, inappropriate. But maybe if you were supposed to like clean around that pot and you would have seen it as you were cleaning around that pot.
She did because she took a picture, I think. I don't know who posted or who had the picture.
Also, Slacker has been not with your cleaning lady, but with some lawn care, we'll say.
Yes.
Some instances where they've come, they've put the bill of completed service on your door. And drove away. And you've checked the cameras and know that they did not even step foot into your backyard. And so you have no... What recourse do you have at that point of just
I just called them and said, oh no, we did a different thing that you and I'm like, they said we oiled the trees and I'm like, first off,
what
I'm
does
not.
That even mean?
That's the stupidest thing I've
I
ever
remember
heard.
That because it also snowed and you were like, there's no footprints in the snow in the backyard.
It was nothing.
Just yeah.
So in that case, if you are unhappy with the job, you have a discussion with them. And if they don't do better, you let them go. You don't
just leave
a game and go, I wonder if you're good enough.
You wouldn't want a game. A little bit of a game.
But talk to me about it first. Don't leave me a sticky note saying you're doing this.
I just don't think I would want a game if this was...
I don't think it's as demeaning as you're saying.
I think it's personally so demeaning.
It's just like, see if you can find all the... Like, I would absolutely do that with my kids. Like, you're like...
Your kids and your cleaners are very different.
Okay, yes. But, like, to me, then you're like, we found them all. I would just... If I was the cleaning people, I would just go, I wouldn't even clean. I would just go on a duck hunt.
Well, maybe that's a problem too.
Right? It's like, mm-hmm. Look, we found all your ducks. Did we clean your toilet? Maybe, maybe not. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Look, okay, I'll give you one more example. I have not had relations in forever. Okay? If some woman would like to hide ducks.
Oh my.
Yeah.
No.
I will find as many ducks as no.
That
come
is
on,
so it's different.
It's not different.
Yeah, because like, you're doing something you enjoy. The cleaning people are doing their job.
They're doing what they're getting paid to do,
and then they're
like,
being looked down upon and being told to play a game because they're not doing their job good enough.
I
would love if our bosses were like, "Hey, how about you guys play a game today?"
Well, we basically do.
I'd be like, okay.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't be like, that's demeaning.
It's not demeaning.
It's different. I think our jobs are different.
Yeah.
We're not cleaning people's homes or like caring for sick people.
If you're supposed to clean the bathroom sink and there's a ducky in there, what's demeaning about that? Oh, there's one of those
ducks.
That's
not demeaning. It's when they're hidden in weird places and it's like.
I want to know how weird the places were. And yeah, then I'll make my judgment.
I'm trying to find more examples.
30 of them?
Yeah.
But I think they just got mad that they were having to do that. And it's just like, sometimes there are checks on your job. And like, we don't all like that. We happen to live in a job that we don't have a lot of checks.
Nor balances.
There's no boundaries, no bounds. But like, I wouldn't mind.
I would.
Okay.
Well, I kind of would too.
If it was like this. Oh, here's a little bit game for the baby.
You're adding a lot of voices.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story. If there's snow on your roof, maybe, just maybe, you should leave it.
Huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I have a story. If there's something up your butt...
Oh,
okay.
Go on.
This is supposed to be the tease.
Probably
maybe...
get it out.
Okay. I need game for real advice there.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is from France.
France, you don't say. Oui, oui. Chanté.
Oui, in trouble.
Oui, what happened?
Yeah, so a 24-year-old... I cannot do a French accent.
No,
a 24-year-old
really
man in France came hobbling into an emergency room on Saturday night.
Hobbling.
And he was not looking well at all.
That's why you're in the ER.
He was, you know, telling them, I'm having a lot of pain, and they put him through some tests. Well, yeah, of course you're in a lot of pain. There is an 8-inch World War I era artillery shell lodged inside your butt.
Oh.
Yeah, it was literally a shell from the German army. This had to...
Hold on.
Yeah.
What?
So he came in going, I'm in a lot of pain, without going, and I know what it is.
There's a bomb.
They'll find it.
Right? So yeah, that's not like
Let's see
bomb,
how good
right?
these guys really are. I'd go through TSA first and see if they found it.
It's a bomb, right?
We don't know if it's live or not, if it's just a
shell.
Well,
if it's an artillery shell, it's probably, yeah.
The entire hospital had to be evacuated for this while a bomb disposal expert came in to make sure it was not about to detonate.
I think this is an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, except they're holding on to the bomb inside the open body. Yeah. Which, how did they get that?
Inside an open body?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
it was
like
a cannon.
On...
They were like cosplaying.
Yes. Anyway. So,
are
very
we
close,
all the way off the rails right now?
You are. Firefighters later confirmed the shell was defused and posed no further danger.
Did they defuse it while it's still in there?
No, it was defused. They confirmed it was previously defused. Okay. So this man just had it at home and was like, what if I?
I got an idea.
Yeah, he's going to make a full recovery.
Okay.
But he's now going to have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
He still,
he still blew up the bathroom, I heard.
How long were you sitting on that one?
Longer than that guy.
Oh my gosh.
Because of the, you get it, right?
I don't even want to do my story, but my story's out of Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, the old time stuff.
It's not
throw
what you can do.
Over.
There's a dude, you would think in Massachusetts, you know how to deal with snow. This dude had a bunch of snow on his roof, and he didn't like it.
Yeah, no, get it off.
Well, because I guess maybe it keeps your whole house cold. I don't know. So he decided he wanted the snow off.
Can cause damage, I think.
Sure. Goes up with a shovel, tries to, it's not really going anywhere. So he's like, I know, I'll use.
Oh no.
A blowtorch.
No, buddy.
Of course. Yeah.
So he starts with a blowtorch, melting the snow like a champ.
I bet.
Also lighting his roof on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. By the time he jumped off the roof,
And what, broke his legs?
Yeah, it's not what your roof can do for you. He burned his whole house down.
Oh,
no.
Just throwing that out there, yeah.
Okay.
Kids are out playing in the yard, watching the
liar, liar, roof on fire.
You know, in these stories, I feel like we encounter flamethrowers, blow torches, more than I do in my normal life. What, am I missing something, or?
No. In Massachusetts, you issued a flamethrower.
Okay.
You know what he was singing as he jumped?
Don't do it.
What? The roof.
The roof.
The roof is on fire.
Good news. No snow left on his roof.
Or up his butt.
Those are all the stupid people we can find.
In old war memorabilia.
Can I just end it?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard-Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud. We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.